Assam. Welcome. We're gonna do something a little different today. Today's topic, of course, is a pre-recorded. You see on the bottom on the title page, it's gonna say Hollywood is dead. I'm not gonna be talking about Hollywood 24/7, but I have to hit this with a grain of salt. I have to hit this with some authority. But first, I want to talk about a brother that I listen to and I'm very fond of myself. But I find myself at a crossroads disagreeing with this brother. And I just wanted to talk about it. Yes, we are the indigenous Indians. Yes, we are Yah's most chosen people. We are the Israelites. And yes, the indigenous people, the black Indians, really built America. I understand all that. But I'm about to disagree with Yash Karan when he keeps saying that this is the homeland, this is the motherland. That's not true, Yash. And I'm going to explain to you why. I'm also going to talk about America is no longer in control. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Judah Light Podcast. King Judah 23 here. You can follow me on Instagram at King Judah 23. KINGJDA23. I put up the reel, and it's been going very viral lately, man. It's been exploding. I've been having over 500-600 views of just the reel about when Wallow approached Disney about, have you had a visitor from Hollywood to come see you? Guys, I'm telling you, it's starting to come out. Everything that people been saying is starting to come out, man. It's starting to come out. It's starting to become true. This stuff is really coming out, guys. Also, you can follow me on Facebook. We had another great Sunday service. Not like a church service. We had a great Sunday show. My fault. Talking about jealousy, and we had to talk about the transgender community because the transgenders have really gotten out of control, and we have to go into the biblical scriptures to really break things down on what things are going to happen to them if they don't stop their foolishness, right? Okay, so we pretty much have to break all that stuff down. Well, anyway, welcome here to the Judah Light Podcast. I wanted to talk about Hollywood is dead, but first I wanted to really approach these topics, right? And I'm trying to not to go back and forth with anybody. I don't go back and forth with anybody. First of all, I believe 90-95% of the things that Yash Karan has said is absolutely correct. I believe 90-95% of the stuff he says is correct. But like all humans, we have to disagree, right? And today I'm going to disagree with Mr. Yash Karan. He's been saying lately that America is the homeland. America is the motherland. America is for the indigenous people. And I have to disagree with that because to me, then me and Mr. Karan are looking at the scriptures two different ways. Now, I'm not saying that he's wrong, and I'm not saying he's right. I'm not saying I'm right, and I'm not saying I'm wrong. I'm just going based off the scriptures and how I perceive it. See, it's two different things. How we perceive things and how the Most High really wrote it like that, right? When we came into slavery the seventh time, seven is the end to a new completion, correct? Okay, so we came to America, which is Babylon, for the seventh time. I'm going to say this again. We came to America as slaves for the seventh time. The seventh time is the end to a new completion. Well, we came out of Egypt. We came out of slavery six times, man. I really want you to understand this here, man. We the original Israelites. We the original Jews. We came out of Israel. Every single time the Most High speaks of the Negro man, woman, and child. He don't say black people. He don't say African American. He don't say this, that, or third. He says Israel. So we originally, all of us originally came from Israel. Now, this is what I'm perceiving. The way I'm reading the word is the way I perceive it. So I cannot see how anybody sit up there and say that America is the motherland. How America is the end all and be all. No, it's not. We came to America to learn a lesson. We came to America to be taught a lesson. And some of us still have not gotten it right. Some of us are still not, is still not getting all the way correct. Well, that's no here, no there. We'll have to go with the 2/3 and get rid of them. We still have to get rid of 90% of white folks because we know 90% of white people serve Satan. That's just facts. But we have to really go deep into these scriptures, and we have to go deep into the word to understand that America is not the end all be all. America is finished, man. America is done. And I'm surprised that Yash Karah is really coming out with a lot of confusion like this. I'm not here to disagree with him totally as a human being. I'm not here to discredit him as a human being, that he's a hoe, he's a sissy, he's this, that, and the third. I'm not here to do none of that. 90-95% of the things that he says is absolutely true. But we have to keep it all the way real here on the Jewel Life Podcast, and we're going to keep it real here on the Jewel Life Podcast. What he is saying about the indigenous people, and this is the motherland for indigenous people, that's not true. The Most High didn't intend for the Negro man, woman, and child, the Most High chosen people to come to America to be settled here. He didn't mean for that. The Most High even said in his word that how we should go out, how we should go back in. Did we not come out of Israel? We're going to go back to Israel. But there are going to be steps. I'm going to say this. Before Yahweh comes back, his people will be in Israel. Whoo, come on. But see, right now, it's not to take your passport and watch your ass to motherfucking Israel. No, that's not what it is. That's not what I'm all about. He don't mean to go get your passport and go all the way to Ghana. No. Yes, we're going to have to go through some suffering here in America. Yes, we're going to have to go through the Civil War. Yes, we're going to have to go through the race war. Yeah, we're going to have to go through the famine. Yeah, we're going to have to go through massive deaths, because that's still coming. And when people say, oh, man, America already got plenty of crime, I'm telling you, it's going to be deaths. Right now, the cargo arrest is the number one killer in America, but nobody's reporting this because guess what? That has to be linked to the COVID vaccine, and the COVID vaccine is not ready to be revealed yet. Satan's not ready to reveal the COVID vaccine as the killer for most people. He is not ready to reveal that yet. See, Satan has order. He has steps before he reveals certain things. But that's no here, no there. We're going to move on. For anybody to say that America is the homeland, is the motherland for the indigenous people, that is totally false. Yes, indigenous people was already here. Yes, indigenous people was already in Puerto Rico. Yes, indigenous people was already in Dominican Republic. Yes, indigenous people was already in Mexico. Yes, we get all that and we understand that. We know indigenous people was all over Canada. Yes, but this is not our land. It is not our homeland. No, it's not. Did the Most High say he gonna spread his people from all four corners of the earth? Did he not say that you will build nations, but you will be the founder of none? Come on. He's saying that. He's saying that you are going to build America. Yes, you're going to build Canada. Yes, you're going to build Mexico. Yes, you're going to build the Dominican Republic. Yes, you're going to build Puerto Rico. Yes, you're going to build Cuba. But you are not going to be the founders of it. You are not going to bear the fruits. The Most High said that in Deuteronomy 28. So it kills me when I'm hearing guys like Yash Karah saying, oh, America is a motherland. No, it's not. America was here for his indigenous people to be taught a lesson, because we disobey his commandments. And again, like I said before, I get it when you find something new that, oh, the indigenous people are Negro. The indigenous people are black people. Yeah, I know that you want to take that, you want to run with that. Because most people associate the Native Indians with America. We get all that. But it's not our homeland. It's not. Yashkara is also not telling you that we were the original Chinese. We're the original Samoans. I put a comment on Facebook. I put a comment on Facebook, but I put a comment on YouTube. We're the original Samoans. And people was like, man, really? Yeah. I said, man, go through history. Go on Google. Look up the first people of Samoan heritage. They black. Don't get me wrong. Those Samoans that currently occupying the islands of America of Samoa, and you got the Hawaiians. They are the olive branch off of the original Samoans. But the original Samoans are Negro. That's facts, man. The original Samoans are Negro. We're the original everything. We're the original Chinese people. We're the original quarter Puerto Rican people. We're the original Cuban people. We're even the original Russian people. See, guys, we got to start really reading and researching this shit, man. We can't just sit up here and just listen to what a motherfucker says and just go off of that. No, we got to start reading. We got to start researching. The same way you could pull up how much Beyonce is worth, it's the same way you could still pull up and say, hey, who were the original Asian people? And guess what? When you type on images, guess what it's going to show? It's going to show dark-skinned Asian people. Why? Because black people and the indigenous people were the original Asians. Why you think you hate it without a cause? Because you started everything. All these other people of off brands of who the hell we really are. That's facts. They know that. Why you think when you go to Korea and you go to Japan, they stare at you? Because you that melanin is speaking to them. Whoa, this is the original man. Whoa, I saw a black lady. She had a beautiful afro. Beautiful afro. Beautiful one. Great shape. Everything. Man, she went to Korea. Man, all people were staring at her, man. It was almost she needed security. They wanted a picture with her. Because they know who we are, man. They know who the hell we are. We the original Asian people. We the original Puerto Rican people. We the original Indian people. We the original everything. But that don't mean Asia is the homeland. That doesn't mean Japan is a homeland. That doesn't mean South Korea is a homeland for indigenous people. That don't make sense. So when I hear Yashkara, and again, I'm not here to debate him. I'm not here to call him out of his name. Sometimes there's like a big boot, like a sticky booty hole. Everybody got one, right? Everybody got an opinion. And I'm saying if that's his opinion, then let him roll with that. But I am telling you right now, based off scriptures, America is not the homeland. It's not. It is not the homeland. It is not the homeland motherland for the indigenous folks. We was here to be taught a lesson. That's facts, man. We was here to be taught a lesson. We disobeyed the Most High. We disobeyed Yahweh. We disobeyed His commandments. He had to come and whip our ass, man. Deuteronomy 28:68. Did he not say that we will build, but we will never inherit? Come on. We will build, yeah. We're going to build the White House. We're going to build North Carolina. We're going to build Georgia. We're going to build Texas. We're going to build Illinois. We're going to build Pennsylvania. We build. But we are not inherit. We are not going to be the ones that's going to get the reward out of this. We're not. And I hear him talking about the Asakeda Trust. Yes, I get it. That the queen hid... The fortunes of the indigenous people in a trust. I get all that, But that still does not mean America is the motherland. It's not the motherland. First of all, the Most High didn't even operate in gold and silver and wealth and Federal Reserve notes anyway. As a human being, you already was rich. You already had water. You already had food. You had a place to live. You had land. All this titles and deeds and that's nothing but what Satan brought his dominions, aka the Caucasian people. They came up with all that. But the indigenous people always had land. Indigenous people always had houses. We already always had land and food and water, plenty to drink. But we had so much we gave away big offerings. And what I mean by offerings, I don't mean Federal Reserve notes. I don't mean $1,000, $2,000 to the pastor so he can go buy him a new Bugatti with his new boyfriend. No, I'm not saying nothing like that. I am saying they had cows, they had lamb, they had goats, they had all this for offering. They had plenty. It was plentiful. How in the hell are we gonna sit up here and say that America is the motherland for indigenous people? That don't make sense, man. It doesn't. It doesn't make one bit of lick of sense, not to me. Again, if Yashkarah want to break things down and say, hey, this is the reason why the way I feel, boy, and he probably already has said that already. And that's fine. If that's what he would believe in, let him believe in that. That's fine. I am here to tell you that, but based off scripture, that is not fact. America is not the motherland, not the all in all to be all. We will, his one third will have to move from this place. See, I'm going to say this again. His one third will have to move from this place. America is in deep trouble, man. Do you understand what's really going on? See, people not really paying attention. See, as long and I keep saying this, as long as people can go out to eat, as long as people can go out to eat and go on vacation and screw and post on pictures on Facebook or Instagram and flex and say how great my life is, as long as they can really do that, people are not really paying attention. That's just real facts, man. People not paying attention to what the hell's going on out here. They're not. They're not paying attention. They don't care what's really going on here, man. Africa has become the new superpower. What's going on in Niger right now? All the foreign diplomats, they took that European Union passport. They got the hell about it out of Niger because Africa now, especially Western Africa, is no longer going to have Western influence. That's facts, man. Africa has become a new superpower. What I'm telling you, in the next 10 to 20 years, you watch the whole entire shift. It's going to happen. I told you, this has to be a shift. See, I'm going to say this again. There has to be a shift. There has to be a shift going on. Hold for one moment. Yes, sir. Some good water right there. But it has to be a shift. And Africa has become the new superpower, man. Yes, Africa is becoming the new superpower. Africa. And here's the thing, and I want to talk about this for a moment. And I'm not saying that Africa is the homeland either. I say this again, I keep saying it, I say this again. One of the Most High called his indigenous people? Israel, right? Ooh, come on. See, before Yahweh returns, his people, what did he say? His people should go back to the homeland. Come on, man. Where does the Bible begin? Ding, ding, ding. We're going back to Israel, guys. Now, it may not happen in my time. It may not happen in your time. It may not happen in your children's lifetime. It may not. It may take another 70, 80 years before all this takes place. But what I'm telling you, when Yahweh comes back to come for his people, his people, Israel, will be back in the motherland, will be back to their homeland. Why do you think Israel's going through all the crises that they're going through? Why do you think that the Palestine is going through what they're going through? Because they have to, they're going to have to kill and off themselves first before his people come back to the homeland. When the Roman Empire came and ran us out, they ran amok in Israel. They ran amok in Bethlehem. They ran amok out there. It was really a wild, wild west out there. And ever since then, it has been nothing but conflict. Ever since then, it has been nothing but confusion. That's what the Most High allowed it, because we disobeyed his commandments. We wanted to understand what European culture was about. We want to understand their fraternities and sororities and their college education. That's what we wanted. We didn't understand to do what the Most High wanted, was to stay into his truth and his word. No, that was too much for us. We wanted to get into for sororities and fraternities. We wanted to understand Egyptology and all this other crap. See, that's the stuff that we wanted to understand. And so that's why we kept going getting messed up. So the Most High had to put us in the ass whooping. He had to put the belt to our ass and re-whoop our ass out here. So the first thing we had to do was flee from Israel because the Roman Empire was coming. Then we went to Western Africa. Then we was captured there. Now, I'm not saying all the indigenous people was captured in Western Africa. That don't make sense. Yes, again, there was indigenous people already here in America. Yes, that is true. But but this is not the homeland. This is not the motherland. And I'm going to say that. I'm going to stay on 10 toes on that. It's not. We will have to go back to Israel, guys. We will have to go back to Israel. But it may not be in my time. It may not be in your time. So you can grab all your passports. You can grab all that shit all you want. And guess what? It don't matter a hill of beans. It don't matter a hill of beans, really, to be honest with you. America is finished. America don't have no more power anymore, man. How you gonna call America the motherland and then strip all their powers? We're going back to the beginning. That's just facts, man. We're going back to the biblical times. We're slowly going back. See, let me tell you something. America's going in reverse right now. It's going through Jim Crow. They're trying to bring all the Jim Crow laws back. Okay, then they want to go further back than that. They want to go back. We're going back to the biblical times. Slowly but surely. You can have all the AIs all you want. You can have all the technology all you want. You can have all the new Bugattis and all the new clothes and all this stuff. But we are slowly going back to the biblical times. We are slowly going back to that. And you cannot stop this. And again, I'm not here to argue with nobody. But you got to be very careful of who you hear. What you listen to. And again, Yash Karah is correct on 90-95% of the things that he says. I think he has a great radio station. I think what he's doing is great for the Most High. But we have to be honest here. Everybody's not going to know everything. Everybody's not going to know what's going to happen. And for him to say that America is the motherland and you are already here, that doesn't make sense, because we have to disagree with the Most High and disagree with what he says in his word. And I'm not going to do that. I'm definitely not going to do that. But yeah, Africa become the new superpower, man. They align themselves with Russia. They align themselves with other nations. And they're telling France, they're telling England, and they're telling America, get out. America has lost power, man. The international courts have stripped them of all powers. America don't have no more powers. So when you hear them threatening these nations and these nations still going on. So let me tell you something. 20 years ago, what happened in Niger? 20 years ago, if America would have said, You stop this right now, and you bring that president back, and we want that president back off house arrest, and you do it right now, and we'll stop your funding. They would have automatically got pussy and got scared and shitting on themselves and brought that president right back and gave him a ham sandwich and a cheese with some cheese on it and gave him a big hug and a kiss and say, welcome back. We're so sorry. We apologize and kiss his feet. That's 20 years ago. Man, you fast forward 20 years, man, those people are not paying attention to what America is saying. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken sitting up there talking about, man, we want the president of Nigeria off house arrest and we want it now. Man, they sitting up there laughing at his ass. Man, America, who is you? You ain't got no power no more, nigga. Who the hell is you? See, really, to be honest with you, if we really want to be honest, I know we're going to talk about Hollywood is dead, but we'll talk about that in a little bit later. And I'm going to talk about Hollywood talk anyway. But look at what's going on in South America. Look what's going on in Africa. They are ignoring the United States and their wishes. They are ignoring. There has to be a reason for that. South America, for damn sure, is telling America, you don't get to tell us what to do anymore. Back in the 80s and 90s, that wasn't so. If America told you, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that, or we're going to stop buying your drugs, because guess what? In South America, at least 30% of the revenue that comes through South America and that continent is behind narcotics. Who's the number one narcotics buyers? America. So they bow down to their feet, so wherever America won, that's what the hell they're going to do. They're not doing that shit no. They say, man, fuck America. We could sell to Europe, we could sell to Africa, we could sell to China, we could sell here, we could sell there. We ain't gotta tell, man, we ain't gotta kiss America's asses no more. So I'm telling you, it's the same thing with Africa. Why do you think Joe Biden threatened them, talking about, well, we ain't giving you no more aid, we ain't giving you no more this, no more that, if you don't allow transgenders and faggots to be as a part of your society? Ghana just came out with a law saying that it could be almost a penalty of death. You could die. You could be hung. You could be killed for being a homosexual. That's facts, man. These African nations are not paying attention to the Western world and what they want. Just because you let your son wear a dress and be a sissy and be a flaming faggot and all this shit doesn't mean that every other nation is going to do that. They're not going to bow down to you, and that they want to take away your funding. They want to take away your aid because the fact that you don't bow down to these motherfuckers, man. I'm telling you, Africa is saying to America with a big middle finger, fuck you. There's 54 countries in Africa. You only got 50 states in America. Fuck you. You don't have no more power. The International Court stripped you all your power. When the Queen passed away, all the powers in England have been stripped away. See, I'm telling you right now, all these Western nations, France, England, France and England and America and Australia and Canada and all these other Western places, man, they starting to fold right now, man, because they have no more power. The new superpower is Africa. Africa's a new superpower. But see, here's the thing that's going to fuck up Africa. The fact that they continue to deal with other nations, that's the issue. Now, I'm not saying that Vladimir Putin, first of all, I don't know Vladimir Putin like that. That's number one. But I just find it very, very difficult to see Africa, which was so rich in resources, that is so rich in grains and oil and dirt and gold and diamonds and all this other resource. I mean, this resource, that resource, that resource, had to export things from Russia. Now Russia's giving them grains. Man, let me tell you something. Africa is nothing but grains. All that rich soil, man. Rich soil. Come on, man. We had to talk about this, bro. I know we won't talk about Hollywood's dead. I'll get to that at the very, very end. But Africa is rich in resources, bro. And it kills me when I keep seeing them exporting. What are you exporting for? What you exporting for? It bothers me. And so that tells me that the Africans out there, they don't know what the fuck they really got. They really don't. You go to Haiti. I know the Western media will make Haiti look like a shithole, but the reason why they go, why you think all this shit's happening in Haiti? Because America's trying to take the resources from Haiti, man. Come on, man. Come on. This is real shit, man. See, I can talk about Gorilla all day long. I can talk about the Migos all day. And that's fine. We will talk about them later on. But we're going to talk about this right now. Why in the hell is Haiti under attack? Why they haven't been able to have a sustainable government ever since that president got killed? And for what I heard, and see, this is the thing. See, for what I heard, and I got people that live in Espanola, okay, on the Dominican Republic side, and they telling me that shit was planned. That the Haitian people killed the Haitian president. Ooh. Come on. I mean, come on. We're gonna talk today, man. We're gonna talk. So the Haitian people killed the Haitian president under the orders of America. That's facts, man. And so they want chaos. They want the gang to take over. They want rapes. They want all this stuff. They want everybody to flee. Because once everybody flees, here come America. Here come all these other Western nations. They're going to give them a little bit of aid. They're going to give them a big kiss and a smile. Saying kumbaya. And guess what? They're taking over everything. How do you think they stole Puerto Rico the same way? They're trying to take Haiti the way they take Puerto Rico. That's facts. And you don't have to believe me, and that's fine. You don't have to believe me. Whatever, man. I wipe my ass with you don't believe. But Haiti is rich in resources, man. But see, the people out there in Haiti, they don't know what to do with those resources. They don't have nobody going down there really showing them, hey, you supposed to do this, you supposed to do that, ABC 1, 2, 3. Every single time that somebody get a little bit of money out of Haiti, they get the hell up out of there. Why? Why are you leaving every single time that you get a little bit of money? It's the same thing with Africa. When the African presidents get a little bit of money, they don't stay in Africa. They have houses out there in Europe. They have houses out here in America. They have houses out there in Spain and Italy and shit like that. They don't build with the culture. They don't build, and that's the problem with Haiti. That's the problem with Africa. They don't build with one another. It's like, okay, I got mine. Bye. See you. Go get yours. And so what I'm saying is, even though Africa's a new superpower, the people that's still gonna run it is gonna be Russia and China. Come on, man. Africa got to start standing up and saying, you know what? We're gonna start planning our own stuff. We're gonna start importing our own stuff. It's so many. You don't know how rich Africa is, bro. Look at the water out there, man. It's crystal blue. You can see through it, nigga. I mean, this is real talk, bro. You can see through the water. It ain't like America when you got all this dirt and you got to look down and push the dirt out the way to see some clear water. No, it's not like that in Africa. Man, this shit is crystal blue, bro. It's crystal blue. But you know how to run your resources, man? That is corruption, and that is a lack of pride in your country, in your continent. And Africa's got to start doing better, man. That's just facts, man. But Africa will become a new superpower. Because guess what? Russia is kissing Africa's ass right now. Yes. Putin is doing everything he can to please these African presidents because he knows Africa is the future. China already got their balls deep in Africa already. They know this stuff, bro. They know Africa's the new future, man. So like I said before, and I'm gonna say this, and now I'm gonna end it right here. To say America is the homeland and the motherland is irresponsible. Now, you may not want to leave America, and if you don't want to leave America, that's on you, bro. But for me, I'm not saying I'm leaving. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna leave, because the Most High may be like, you know what? You ain't going nowhere. You gonna stay right here. But I will say this: I will keep my eyes open. I am gonna say that I am gonna be watching out for the complete downfall of America. America is gonna have to go through a complete fall. But you're gonna see a lot of people running. What you running for? What you running for? You gotta use disturbing. You gotta use your good sense about you. Okay, you know what? America's going through a fall right now. Okay, well, you know what? ABC, let's not be too hasty. Let's not be too hasty here and get our passport and get the hell up out of here. No. Let's just wait for the Most High's word. Man, people ain't gonna do that. As soon as their bank account depleted zero, now they want to go get their passport and get the hell out of it. Man, please. And then when you go to another country, you ain't got no money. So what you doing? You ain't doing nothing. Man, but anyway, Hollywood is dead, right? We talk so much about what's going on in Africa and or the indigenous people in America, but I'm going to say this right here. Hollywood is dying, man. Hollywood is fucking dying. And like I said on the last show, who's really checking out for Will Smith? When you see Kevin Hart out in public, people are now saying, that's Kevin Hart. You know, they may go take a picture with him. Yeah, they may say, hey, Kevin, can we take a picture with you? ABC 1-2. But they're not going bonkers. They're not going crazy. They're not losing their minds over Kevin Hart. It's like, oh, that's Kevin Hart right there. Oh, that's Beyonce right there. Oh, that's Michael Jordan right there. People are starting to go nuts over social media influencers. See, I keep saying social media is a new Hollywood. They are grabbing from rappers all the way to comedians. They are grabbing social media influencers. There's no more A&R. See, here's the thing, I'm saying this on 10 toes, right? There's no more A&R. You know, back in the day, you had to go to you record a demo, make sure that shit was hot, make sure the go to a good producer, make sure that it was mastered correctly, and then you take it to an A&R, and that A&R may change your life and say, you know what, I like this record, man, let's do something together. It's not like that anymore. All you got to do is have a viral video. And why do you think all these rappers are doing clickbaits? They doing fake beefs. Oh, yeah, that nigga. I don't like that nigga, dog. I don't like that nigga, man. Fuck that pussy ass nigga. Let you listen to what I said about old boy. Yeah, and I shot him in his shit, and I shot him in his leg. And that's what he a bitch. He a dead. I'm telling you, they doing clout shit, man. For what views? They doing clout shit. So it's no longer about talent anymore. It was never about talent, but it's definitely not about talent anymore. It's not about, can you sing, can you rap, are you actually funny? No. It's all about, what can I do clout-wise to get some views? See, views equals me being exposed to Hollywood. That's facts. When you get 1 million, 2 million, 3 million views on a particular video, people are going to remember you. And opportunities are going to come based off of that. Why do you think the music is so terrible? Come on, let's keep it all the way real. Can we keep it real today? Why do you think the music is so terrible today, man? People be like, man, the music is horrible. It's trash. Because people who are not qualified to be good artists are considered good artists. Let me say that one more time to the people in the back. Because I think people are slow, right? Beep, beep, right? People who are not qualified to be artists are artists only because of a viral video, Look at Sexy Red. I don't have to say nothing else besides that girl's name. That girl is a horrible ass rapper. She is horrible. That girl is trash. She beyond trash. She the juice off the trash can. That's how bad she is. And you know what's so sad? She knows she's horrible. She knows she can't rap. I want you to understand something today, because we're gonna talk some real shit. Dakota 6ix9ine even said in the interview, he said, if you really think about it, a lot of these artists, they're not taking the shit seriously. They're not taking the crap seriously. And he was explaining a lot of his lyrics. He said, man, that shit was just thrown together, man. And we thought that was hot and put on the beat and that's it. Boom. And he said, man, sometimes I'd be in the studio for maybe 30 minutes or an hour. That's how little they really think about their craft. You got to think about that. Because guess what? That's not they're not making the money off the music. No, the music is not that's how they make money. The money is how much clout I can have off social media. Then the clout can lead me to other opportunities. The clout can lead me to a music deal. The clout can lead me to an endorsement deal. Yes. But it's not about the talent. See, that's why the guys like Denzel Washington and Dr. Dre, see, they had actual talent. They souls too, but that's no here nor there. But they have actual talent. They study their craft. You see? And so now people are really not checking for that anymore. They're not saying, oh, there goes Jay-Z or there goes Dr. Dre. They may say, oh, there goes Dr. Dre, there goes Jay-Z. Let me try to take a picture with them. But they're not going buku bonkers over these celebrities no more. So hear what I'm saying about Hollywood is dead. The only way Hollywood can get any kind of attention is something happens to them. Ooh, come on. Look at Jamie Foxx. That's not the real Jamie Foxx, by the way. It's a fucking clone, but we're going to move on. Before the situation happened with Jamie Foxx, how many people really were checking for Jamie Foxx in the last 6-7 months? Nobody. Nobody really was checking for Jamie Foxx. Nobody really was checking out for him. No. Then all of a sudden, now he had a mega emergency. Now all of a sudden he had a new movie. You see? Now that's the thing. It's like, okay, let me have something tragic happen to me, and then I recover, and then I have a new project, and I put more light onto the new project. But see, if he would have came out with the movie without the medical emergency, would people really be checking for that new movie? No, not really. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, I got a new movie coming out. I got this going on. I got that going on. ABC 123. Now people are checking out for that movie because they found out, hey, something happened to Kevin Hart and he just recovered from a medical emergency. So man, while he's still here, let me give him his flower. Let me go see this new movie. Now it's putting new attention to the movie. Just like with Gilly and Million Dollar Worth of Game. Let me put some game on to that. First of all, that was a sacrifice of what happened to his son. That's a sacrifice. But why would Gilly sacrifice his son? Because Satan needs something back. See, when you sign these $100 million deals, these $200, $300, $400 million deals, people say, man, how much a blessing that is. No, it's not. It's a blessing. Yeah, it's a major ass blessing. It's coming from Satan. It's not coming from Yahweh. Yahweh's not gonna give you $100 million to talk about him. Why would he? When I made the Streets of Milk and Honey, when I got Streets paid the gold, I've done that. Why would I pay you $100 million to go talk about me? But see, Satan's gonna give you $100 million to talk about him. Ooh, come on. But see, Satan needs something back. See, if I give you something, I need something back. So I gave Wallo $100 million. Now you also see Wallo driving in nice Benzes and nice convertibles, nice cars. Oh man, Wallo doing the big. You ain't see Wallo car collection lately? It's going crazy. You ain't see Gilly with new threads and a whole new spark and a whole new spunk about him, man. They doing good, man. But guess what Satan says? I need something back from him. Boom. I'm taking your kid away from him. I'm gonna tell you something about LeBron James and his son. LeBron, really, that was attention seeking. But here's the thing, and I want people to really get this, okay? And as a basketball player, I think LeBron is dope as a basketball player. But I know he also serves Satan. That's facts, man. LeBron is a big, big Satan worshiper. Big Satan worshiper. He is. He serves Satan. And so right now, Satan he wants to give LeBron a scare because he really don't want to sacrifice his son. But no, he knows eventually he had to sacrifice one of his children. One of his children gonna have to be sacrificed. Now I'm here to tell you, because I gave you $100 million deals. I gave you this. I gave you all the endorsements. I made you a billionaire as a basketball player. I did all that. Now I need something back from you, which is energy. So we're going to do a cardiac arrest on LeBron James Jr., Bronny James. We're going to draw the energy from the people who really care, because we still have a celebrity-driven culture. Yeah, that's true. Even though they're not going bonkers over the celebrities no more, the fact that things happen bad to them, that draws energy, that because people pay attention to negative shit. Come on, let's be all the way honest. 85-90% of people in America, based on, doesn't matter race, creed, or color, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter if you're purple. People love negative shit. And so Satan draws from that. So, yes. So LeBron James' son did have a heart attack. He did have cardiac arrest. But that only to draw attention from people. Oh man, we need the prayers up for LeBron James' kid. Prayers up, prayers up, prayers up, prayers up, prayers up. And you don't know if that whole family is praising Satan or what. You don't know that. Before every game, LeBron throw up the GOAT. Come on, man. He said every last one of his sons have a secret handshake. All that Satan worshiping. That's facts, man. So we got to get off the bullshit, man, and think that these people are actually human. I'm gonna be honest with you. Something most celebrities are not human anyway. They clone. Let's be all the way honest. But the reason why they did Bronny James like that, because Satan don't want to take him out right now. Not right now anyway. But it's the energy that came from the situation that he wants. See, sometimes Satan may not take you. He may not take your life like that. He may not take your soul. He may not take your body. But the energy that draws from you going through a situation, the situation going on with let's use Lauryn Hill for instance. When they say Lauryn Hill going crazy, Satan gets energy from that. That's the situation. He's getting energy from that. When they say, oh, Cardi B threw a microphone at a fan, Satan gets energy from that because people care about that type of stuff. People care about negative shit, and that draws energy. That gives Satan energy. When you talk about drinking clean water, when you talk about taking care of your health, when you talk about Yahweh, when you talk about spirituality, when you talk about being spiritually yoked with people in your circle, see, that draws energy from Satan. He don't like that. But as long as Cardi B threw a microphone at a fan, as long as Brian James gets a cardiac arrest, as long as Denzel Washington goes to a mental hospital, Jane Foxx goes through a medical procedure, and all this negative shit coming out of Hollywood and the Hollywood strike, see, that gives Satan energy. So because we already know that Satan time is coming up. We already know Satan's time is up. And so he needs as much energy as possible before it's over. Before it's over, I need as much energy as I possibly can. So watch a lot of these celebrities, guys. I'm going to keep it 100. Watch a lot of these celebrities going to start falling to their deaths. There's going to be a lot of deaths going to be going on in Hollywood in the next couple of years, man. And I'm going to be honest with you. If these children, if the children of these celebrities can hear the sound of my voice, if I was a child of a celebrity, I would run. Because there's going to be a lot of deaths involving children of celebrities. I'm trying to tell you some real shit out here, man. Why do you think all these Ricky Smiley, his son, the oldest son, Gilly's kid, the oldest son, the firstborn, the first child is always the one that's getting knocked off, right? Come on, man. You gotta think about shit like that, man. Satan is cursing that bloodline. Satan is going after that bloodline. So if I'm a child of a celebrity, I'm trying to get the hell away from my parents as far as possible. I'm gonna give you another example. Why do you think Romeo and Master P was falling out? Not because Romeo was ungrateful. That don't make sense. You see, niggas always want a dick ride celebrity. You gotta get away from people like that. You gotta get away from people always making excuses for a celebrity. The reason why he said what he said about P is because he knew P sacrificed his older sister. He knew it. He knew it. And P knows it. Romeo trying to get away from P. Romeo trying to get away from Master P. So when you hear, oh, Romeo said it about Master P. Oh man, he's so ungrateful. Look at the good life that he had, man. He had millions in the bank account. He got his own house. He has his own cars and all that. Yeah, and this is the thing that kills me about these niggas, right? Yeah, that's all true. Yes, he had his own house. Yes, he has $1 million in the bank. Yes, he had all the clothes that he wanted. But guess what? If you know your bloodline is being sacrificed, if you know your bloodline is tainted, if you know your bloodline is doing devil worshiping, and the Most High is coming after you and your bloodline, you try to get away from that. It don't matter how much money you fucking have. Come on, man. It'd be killing me with these niggas out here, man. Oh, he was so ungrateful. He was very ungrateful. He ought to be grateful to P for giving him the life that he had. He knows that life that he had is coming with a cost. And now it's time to get the hell out of that situation. It's time to leave Master P and that bloodline. I don't give a damn. Me and my daddy don't speak no more. I know my daddy's foul. Why you think 50 Cent? See, I'm gonna tell you something about 50 Cent, and I say he's a devil worshiper himself. I think 50 is really Satan himself. To really be honest, but we're gonna move on. I really think he purposely left his son alone. I'm talking about Marcus. I think he purposely disassociated him away from his son because he didn't want to sacrifice his son. See, the kid that he has now, the youngest kid, I'm calling this shit out the way I'm calling it out right now. His youngest kid right now that he has with that chick, he going to sacrifice that young boy. I'm telling you, something's going to happen to that young boy in the next couple of years. I'm telling you, I'm calling shit out the way I'm calling it out right now. I'm calling out the way I'm calling out. Marcus looked just like 50 Cent. I'm talking about his oldest son now. He looked just like him. Why y'all have a relationship with his dad? Because his dad is telling him, I don't want a relationship with you. No, we're done. He's doing that shit on purpose. Cause he don't want to sacrifice Marcus. He know what this shit is about, man. He knows that all the shit that he made, all the money that he made, it comes with a price. He knows that. He understands that. He understands that G-Unit and all this other stuff here, that comes with a price. So Satan can take away. Okay, first of all, 50 has something to do with Master J getting killed. Do you know that? Come on, man. And so Satan saying, okay, I took J. Master J away for you. So you can sign for these millions of dollars because J. Master J had 50 Cent's contract. Yes, J. Master J had the exclusive rights to 50 Cent. He gave 50 Cent a $50,000 recording deal to be under his management team. So any deal that 50 Cent signed, he would have to give Jay Master Jay at least 25 to 30% of the total deal. Yes. Jay Master Jay had the rights to 50 Cent. So 50 Cent needed Jay Master Jay, one, to be gone. Because I can't make the money that I really want to make, and Jay Master Jay is still in my pocket. So Satan said, okay, I'm going to take Jay Master Jay away from you. And that also helped out Reverend Run as well. See, I want you to understand these things here, man. It not only it helped 50 Cent out career-wise, but it also helped out Reverend Run, because right after that, what happened? They had their own show. And he got his fame, he got some more fame again. And that gave what? Satan energy. That gave him energy. You got to start understanding these things, guys. So I'm saying that to say this. So his youngest, 50 Cent, youngest son right now, the little light-skinned boy, everybody talking about he's so cute, he is going to sacrifice that child. I'm calling the shit out the way it is right now. He is going to sacrifice that boy. That boy is going to be sacrificed. He is primed to be sacrificed. He say, oh, yeah, man, he love his dad, man. He appreciates everything I do. He does this, he does that, blah, blah, blah. He loves. Like his other children don't love him the same way. But we're going to move on. He going to sacrifice that boy. And him and that child's mother knows what's going on. Yeah, that chick that was with 50 Cent, with that girl's name, Cuban Link, I think she's a witch herself. I think she's a witch. Look at the way she be looking. I want you to start paying attention to how people are looking. Don't look at them as okay. And 50 Cent, his girlfriend is beautiful. Beautiful chick. Gorgeous chick. But look into their eyes, man. Start looking into their damn eyes. Start really understanding how they really looking. Start looking at them. That chick ain't got no light, man. That lady staring up in the sky, there's no light there. There's no connection there with Yahweh. There's no connection there. I'm here to tell you that, man. Look at Beyonce. Look at the way she be looking. Looking out. There's no light there, man. I don't give a damn how bad these chicks look. If these chicks ain't got no damn light, stay away from them, man. Stay the hell away from these chicks. I don't know what the hell's wrong with y'all niggas. Y'all niggas will screw anything. Oh, man, she bad, bro. I understand what you talking about, but damn, she bad. And then all of a sudden, you start having schizophrenia. All of a sudden, you start having split personalities, man. You got to be careful what you enter into. Yes, a woman being penetrated, she going to receive more spirits than a man. But when you penetrate into a spirit, guess what? That spirit going to go in you too. That's facts, man. So going back to what I was saying, with 50 Cent's younger son, 50 Cent and that kid's mother both know that y'all going to be sacrificed. He's due for a sacrifice because Satan needs something from 50 Cent. Because I gave you all this all your life. I gave you this. I gave you that. I gave you all these millions. I gave you power. I gave you all this to see. Satan is doing this here, man. Before 50 Cent started writing Power, I'm going to say this and we're going to get up out of here. Before 50 Cent wrote Power, how many people really were checking out for 50 Cent? None. Over the last 4 or 5 years, nobody was really checking out for 50 Cent. All of a sudden, he gets new power again. That's because he prayed to Satan and Satan answered his prayer. But guess what? Satan's telling him, okay, this time, now you ignored me last time, but this time, you're going to have to groom this boy to be sacrificed because I want him. Hoo-hoo! Yeah, we're gonna make Power a powerhouse. Yes, sir. We're gonna make sure Power do number one in all of Showtime or whatever HBO, whatever the hell that network. I'm sorry, Stars. We're gonna make sure Power's on Stars, and we're gonna make sure everybody becomes a celebrity. And everybody is rich. You're gonna be richer, more than music, with this show. But I need something from you in return. I need your son. So I'm telling you, don't be surprised if this child be sacrificed, okay? You can follow me on Instagram at KINGJUDAH23, King Judah 23. Also catch me on Facebook at JUDAHLYFE on Facebook. Also Sunday, yes sir, Sunday we're going to have a Sunday scripture show. We are The first two episodes have been pretty good, man. So I'm just very, very happy. All right. Peace and favor, because we know the Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Peace. One love.